Okay, so what bookstore stands out as important or meaningful to you and why?
I guess you'd have to say that it wasn't any one bookstore in the little tiny town near where I lived at the time I was doing my undergraduate studies in the 1970s. I lived near Branson, Missouri at that time, and I was going to Southwest Missouri State University, which is now Missouri State. And Branson was just beginning to become a place where tourists went to see country music. It had been a tourist area for a while. It was just beautiful in the Ozark Mountains. And I had gone to the little college there, the College of the Ozarks, for a few years, and probably a couple of years. And then I was out of school for a while, and then I went back to finish my undergraduate degree. And I was an English major, so the books, we had all these books we had to buy. And so I found in the little Branson area some about three different little bookstores that were just mom-and-pop things, where I could go in and I could buy the books I needed for school for like a dollar a book. It was just wonderful. And then browse around. So I could even get more books than, you know, for my money that way, instead of going to the college bookstore and buying the versions that were on sale there. So it really helped me a lot. And they were really interesting little bookstores.
That's awesome. Okay, so you answered where it was located. And then you answered what point in your life. It was during college, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So do you still visit this bookstore?
Well, I went online to see, because I don't live there. I haven't lived in the Branson area since about 1999, because I moved out here and started teaching at James Madison University. So I really did not know what happened in the interim. And I had finished up my master's degree, still using the bookstores, and because I was still getting my master's in English studies. And I had taught high school, and then I taught college. And I was always telling my students, you know, oh, we're going to be reading this or that. Go find it in these little bookstores instead of the bookstore on campus, because they're so expensive. I found even more of these little bookstores tucked around in Springfield. And they were, you know, like I say, they're just tucked down little alleys, and you have to kind of look around for them. But I went online, and I got on Google Earth, and I found a street version. And my bookstores aren't there anymore.
Oh, no.
The place has went from, what, a little over 1,000 people in Branson, Missouri, up to over 11,000 now. And it's all these big country music places and tourism. So it's really changed the place tremendously. Mm-hmm. But the one thing that was still there that I loved dearly was the fudge shop. And it is still the fudge shop. I even printed out a picture of it. But, no, I couldn't even find them, and I don't even know anymore. It's lost to memory.
Would you want to visit if they were still around?
Oh, yeah. And I love that there's a bookstore here in Harrisonburg down near the parking garage that you can run into and look around. And I love to go to the flea markets and look at the books that are on mm-hmm. display there that people have. And I love looking for books at yard sales, mm-hmm. which is, that's huge here.
Yeah.
Everybody, have you ever done the crawl?
No.
There's I think it's in the fall of the year, in late August or early September, right around in there, they do this yard sale thing from down in Augusta County all the way up 81 Highway on 11. It's 11 Highway parallels 81. So you get on 11 and you just go from north to south, and it's just one yard sale after another, and mm-hmm. so you can find some good books.
That's awesome. So do you have any special memories from that bookstore in Missouri, specifically, that you could think of?
Just that they they had all kinds of varieties of books. So while they did have the classics and the things that we were studying in the university, I could also go there for shopping at the holidays. And my mother-in-law loved romance novels. And they would have big, you know, like the boxes that you get canned goods in.
Mm-hmm.
They would have those cut out so that they were shallow, and they would fill them stacked on their side with these paperback romance novels, and you could buy a flat of these things for a dollar.
Oh my gosh.
And we'd get her two or three, because she'd go through one a day.
Oh my goodness.
And you'd have to keep her supplied. And she didn't care if she read them again later in the year, but We were always hauling them back and forth, so we'd get her some fresh ones, and they'd let us try them back. So I just love that kind of stuff.
So you were excited to go there, especially around the seasons?
Yeah, because you could always find something for everybody.
Were there any specific people involved with this bookstore that stood out to you?
I can't remember anybody in particular, but it's just the atmosphere in there would be, they tended to be really cluttered, but the people in there knew where everything was.
Really?
And that was always really exciting. You'd go in there and you didn't have to, you could browse, but mm-hmm. then if you needed something quickly. I remember I needed a copy of a play that I was using in a class. It was A Man for All Seasons, which written by Robert Bolt, and it became a film, and it's just this wonderful, it was an Academy Award winning film, and it's just wonderful. It's about Thomas More, the, he stood up to Henry VIII in a sense, but not signing a pledge to his taking over as the head of the church. He becomes, he breaks with Rome, and Thomas More stood up to him, and eventually he is beheaded. For this, and it's really a good story. So I wanted to get that book. We were studying it, and I wanted to get a copy of that book. And I remember walking into one of these little bookstores, and I said, "I need A Man for All Seasons." And the woman says, "Don't we all?"
Oh my gosh!
But they had the book, so that was really good.
Yeah.
So I think because I lived there close to a university too, that had some influence on the growth of these. Near Branson, Missouri, there's a little college, College of the Ozarks, and in Springfield, Missouri, just an hour away, there's the university. So you'd have these wonderful bookstores because of those kinds of places.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd have these wonderful people who knew what you were talking about, but who could joke with you.
That's awesome. So did this bookstore have a positive or negative impact on your life?
Well, it sure helped my pocketbook. I'm not kidding you. And I feel guilty when I kind of feel guilty when I so easily can go in and get a Kindle book, get a book and put it on my phone even.
Do you like that better, or would you rather be holding the physical book?
I really like to hold the physical book, but sometimes I need something and I'll get it really quickly through Amazon, and I know that it's the big Amazon. Did you see where Amazon is opening a physical bookstore?
Really?
Yes. I saw that on the news yesterday, and I thought, oh my gosh. So they're not only are trying to take over the whole market online, but they're now opening physical bookstores. What's the deal?
So, I don't know.
Yeah, control the market, and that's not good.
So do you think all bookstores are going to go away like your little bookstore did?
Well, I hope not, but I'll bet you that, it's getting harder and harder to find them.
Yeah, definitely.
Although they're still here in Harrisonburg, you're going to find bookstores.
Not in Missouri anymore, though.
I don't know about Branson. Maybe in Springfield, close to the university, you'll probably find some things.
So, are there any other things you want to add about that bookstore in specific, or any bookstore?
Well, it's just that when you do get out and you get into these little bookstores, then you are also seeing your community.
Mm-hmm.
Like you go down to Harrisonburg and you're browsing around in that little bookstore there, you get out of the parking garage. You go down there and park at the parking garage, and you see all sorts of little shops and things, and one thing leads to another, and pretty soon you are interacting with your community in a way that you can't when you go online and buy books, or if you go down to the mall. I hate the mall. I just hate that. So maybe my experiences have really helped me to see the value of interacting with the local businesses rather than the big chains.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, let me just hit.
Have you ever seen the Beverly Hills?